Welcome, everybody. This is our weekly podcast, The Preview with Paul Joyce, looking towards Sydney racing on Saturday. It's City Tats Day. We've got a number of features, including the Brian Crowley, the Lightning, the Tats Cup, and also the last race isn't too bad a race either, the Nivison. Paul Joyce, hello to you.
Yeah, hello, Andrew. We've had some terrible weather in Sydney this week, and the track's currently a heavy night as we record this on Thursday morning. But the good news is the sun is out. I'm sure the track will improve fairly quickly because it was so dry leading up to that downpour during the week. I've done this form for a better side of slow, so we're looking into that slow six range, and if the weather stays really, really good, we could sneak into the dead five during the meeting. But at this stage, better side of slow for these tips this week.
All right, well, let's have a look at the quad, rather. It starts with race five, the Lightning. Big Money and Miracles of Life will both be running in Melbourne, and obviously we've got a very short price favourite in Deep Field.
Very short price indeed. In fact, one of the shortest I can remember, $1.25 Deep Field, and that's about as good as you can get anywhere. Look, he's three from three. This is his biggest test to date. He's not really well treated under this weight scale, but what I do think's in his favour here is I think he'll find the front relatively unchallenged. I think the only horse that could really apply any pressure to him is Kenchella if they decided to ride him aggressively. That's a good idea from the barrier one. The way they rode him last start when he beat all the talk, I would expect that's a good idea to take a sit behind Deep Field here. Look, I've only got the two selections for the first leg of the quaddie. Look, you've got to have Deep Field in, obviously. I've got him on top, but I couldn't back him at $1.25. What I could do is have something on That's a Good Idea at the $13. I think that's a huge price for a horse that was very convincing first up. That was his first run for the team Snowden. He carried 60.5. He drops to 56.5 here. He's going to get the run of the race. The big query with him is, Andrew, he doesn't like the soft tracks. So keep an eye on the track condition. If it's still well and truly in that slow range, obviously he comes pretty much right out of contention. But if it's creeping in towards the dead range, I think he could give this favourite a decent scare. So for the quaddie at this stage, Andrew, numbers 9 and 3. The rest of them, I just don't think they're up to beating either of these top two.
Okay, so 9 and 3, as long as the track continues to improve there with That's a Good Idea. Race 6, the City Tattlesalls Club Cup. This is for the stayers. The exact distance with the rail out a little bit here, 2,406 metres.
Yes, and that's just 6 metres. I don't think it'll worry too many of them. I'm going wide here. I think this is the leg that really I'd just be happy to get through this one alive. I've gone 4, 7, 1, 2, and 3. Number 4 on top, La Armistad. Now, plenty of punters would have dropped off her, and that's fair enough. She's been disappointing a bit this preparation. But what I think you've got to take note is most of those disappointing runs have been on good tracks. So I think she's obviously a wet tracker, or at least she needs the sting out for whatever reason. When she's been on on dead or slow tracks, she's had 9 starts for 4 wins and 3 placings. So I think getting back with the sting out of the track here on Saturday, we'll see the best of her. And it is worth noting in the Metrop, she got absolutely flattened approaching the 400 there, and you can just put the pen right through that result. She should have finished a lot closer to them in the Metrop. I think she's well worth a bet here at the 550, number 4, La Armistad. Best value in the race is number 7, Danshai. He's a ridiculous price at $17. Last start in the Craven Plate, took up an unfamiliar role leading them. Was run down there, finished 5.5 lengths off the winner, but he'll improve a lot ridden back quietly in the field, and I expect him to run a big race at the $17. Number 1, Brigantin, another very unlucky runner in the Metro, got badly held up at the wrong time there. I think he's beautifully placed in this. The 2, Disclaimer, another one coming through the Metro that was only beaten 4.5 lengths. And I'll put in number 3, Celtic Prince. I think he's just getting back towards that best form. The 2400 is definitely his pet distance. So we've got 4, 7, 1, 2 and 3. I've gone as wide as I can there, Andrew, to make sure we get through to the third leg.
Okay, 4, 7, 1, 2 and 3 there. Race 7 is the City Tattlesalls Club Handicap. This is over the 1,400 metres. We've got a field at this stage of 12, or Rare Fragrance has come out, I think. I'll update on that in just a moment for you, but how's it set up with pace?
Yeah, Rare Fragrance is a dual acceptor.
Yeah, no, it is. So, just clarifying that. Yeah, Emma Voscio, number 4, has come out, and Rare Fragrance runs in this race, race 7, and has been taken out of the last.
Yeah, that'd be right. I think he drew badly in the last. All right, numbers here, 5, 9, 3, 6, 2. Again, we're going wide to try and get through. It's a very open race, but Mahara for me on top. At 5.50, I think it's a good price for her. She had no luck at all first up. She just couldn't get clear in a race won by Woodbine. Amavasio ran second. It was a terrific return by her. She's now with Team Snowden. Blake Shin takes the ride again. And look, she probably won't get the pace she needs up front here, but I think Blake's riding so well at the moment, he's just as likely to camper a bit closer than he would have usually. And if she's within striking distance, she's definitely the one to beat. There's one here at massive odds, around $21, number 9, La Pieta. She's had two runs back. She's been a bit disappointing, but she gets a soft track here, third up off a spell. She gets down in weight. She's got a beautiful barrier. I think she'll sit second here with a run of the race. And make sure you throw her into your quaddies and your quinellas. I think she's a huge improver here. And the three others for our quaddie, number 3, Fine Bubbles. Well, she's racing in career best form. She's got to go in. The 6, Murder of Crows. He was very unlucky last start at Rose Hill. I'm sure plenty of punters saw that. He was badly held up on the fence and flew late. That's the sort of horse he is. And number 2, Aussies Love Sport. He's been out of form here, but he looks the only leader from Barrier 1. And if he's rolling along out in front and regains his best form, he'll beat these. So I've got him in my quaddy. 5, 9, 3, 6, and 2.
Playing wide there. Now we come home in the last race. This is the rich race of the day, the $125,000 Nivison. As I tell you, number 14, the bottom one, has come out of this to run in the previous. A few of these returning, and they'd probably want, well, Avoid Lightning will get its ideal track condition.
Sure will, Andrew. Not only will it get its ideal track condition, I've had a good look at the weights for this race. It's an open set weight and penalties event. And Avoid Lightning comes in amazingly well here at the weights. Even for a novice punter, you can just have a quick look at the ratings given by Racing New South Wales. Avoid Lightning has a rating of 109. The next closest is She's Clean with a rating of 98. So there's an 11-point difference there, yet Avoid Lightning gets in with 56 kilos here, which is only 2 kilos above the limit. So if you're into your weight, she's absolutely thrown in here. Now, I had a look at her first up run last prep because that was the only run she didn't fire up last campaign, and she should have won for sure. It was a group race at Randwick, and she just got severely held up in the straight. So I wouldn't let the first up thing put you off. She loves a soft track, as Andrew mentioned, and she trialled outstandingly coming into this. I think she's the absolute best bet of the day, Andrew, and at $3.20, I think she's an absolute steal. I suggest all punters get out and have something on her. The only one I'm throwing in for the danger here is number 7, I've Got the Looks. Now, she was a tragedy in the Premier Stakes when she got locked up on the fence for the entire straight. That was a weight for age, so even though her rating suggests she's coming into this right up against it, giving Avoid Lightning only 2 kilos, I think that run in the Premier suggests that she's bursting to win one, and I don't think she's ever raced better than what she's racing at the moment. So we're going to throw her in just in case Avoid Lightning gets a bit of bad luck, which could happen because she does have that get-back-and-run-on racing style. Numbers 3 and 7, Andrew, in the last. I'm so confident in that last leg. I think those two selections guaranteed to get us home as long as we're alive coming into it.
Well, that's why you've gone wide in those middle legs to get us there. So 9 and 3 in race 5, race 6, 4, 7, 1, 2 and 3. Race 7, 5, 9, 3, 6 and 2, and we come home with 3 and 7 in the last leg. And you'll update, of course, on Saturday morning on your Twitter page as well.
We will for sure, Andrew. Paul Joyce won, at Paul Joyce won it is, and obviously you sent that out as well, which is great. And look, at this stage, it's actually a cheapie this week. For $20 this week, we're getting 20%. So even though we've gone wide in the middle there, still a great result for our $20 investment. And as I said, Andrew, I'm really looking forward to that last race this week. I think Avoid Lightning's the best bet on the card. And I think she's a great price at $3.20.
Yeah, no doubt, given the track conditions there. Race 8, number 3, along with the weight. Paul, thanks for that. We'll chat again next week.
Yeah, thanks very much, Andrew.
Paul Joyce, our form expert, with the weekly podcast preview. And, of course, on Saturday morning, we're live on air from 6:30.